The children's message. There we go. Hello, you're the first one here. Well, yeah, I hope she does. Good morning. Come on up. Today we are going to call God, okay? I brought my phone along. Usually I don't have my phone in church, but I did this morning because we're going to call God, okay? So let's see here. I hear a phone ringing.
Hello.
Is this God?
No, it's Peter.
Oh, are you taking God's calls today?
Maybe. You know, my last name is spelled Christ, but it's not. You need to look at your contacts a little closer, I think, Betsy. Sorry. No, I'm not God, and. Do you want me to look and see if I have God's number?
Yeah, why don't you look under G, maybe? That's where I would put God.
Hold on.
I thought I had God's number.
Let's see. I got G, like Gary, Greg. No God. No God in my context.
What? Do you think God is more traditional and you can only call God on a landline?
Probably. I'm sure that's how we did it when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, and I wonder if you can text God or send email. Do you guys have any ideas if I can't call God? Yeah. Pray? So God will hear me if I pray? Now, God's probably, you know, all the way up there in heaven. So do we have to use our outdoor voices really loud so God can hear us? No. Can we use really soft whispering and God will hear us? Yeah? And if we talk in a normal voice, does God hear us? And what if we don't even talk out loud, but we pray in our head? Does God hear us then?
Yeah.
Yes! Wow, that is amazing. So when do you guys pray? In church. That's a good time to pray.
That's the only time I do it.
Oh, okay. Do you ever pray at bedtime? Oh, you don't? Well, you could, because God will listen to you. Anybody pray before mealtime?
No.
Okay, see?
No, only when he is at school.
Okay, yeah, so you can pray anytime, and God will hear you. And it doesn't have to be big fancy words. You could just go, help, and God will hear that. And it could be prayers that you learn and memorize, or that we say together in church, or you can just make up your own prayers. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I bet God likes silly prayers. Do you think he has a sense of humor?
Probably.
I think so. Yep. So why don't we talk to God now? We'll fold our hands and we'll pray. Dear God, thank you for always being there for us. We don't even have to call you. You're just there listening to us. Thank you for all that you have created and for loving us so incredibly much. Thank you for wanting to hear from us and just giving us a chance to listen to what you are saying. All of this
and
we pray.
And Daddy.
And let's pray for Mommy and Daddy and grandmas and grandpas and brothers and sisters and friends and teachers and everybody else. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you hear when Carol read, verse 8 says that God knows what we need even before we ask? How incredible is that? God knows what we need. God knows us and loves us that much that we don't even have to ask. But that has made me wonder, if God already knows, why is it that we pray? Have you ever wondered about that? I'd like to share a story with you. When I was new to ministry, I was doing an internship in hospital chaplaincy, and I was with a family in the ICU, and they had just learned that their mom only had a couple hours left to live. And so we gathered in their mom's room, made a circle around the bed, and held hands and prayed. And then we all joined in on the Lord's Prayer. And at that moment, the woman started to make a noise, like she was trying to speak, trying to communicate. She hadn't responded to anything for at least a day. And her daughter, who was standing right next to her, holding her mom's hand, said, "Mom, we would like to say the Lord's Prayer with you. Would you like that?" And her mom squeezed her hand, and we prayed together. It was an incredibly moving experience, one that I'll never forget, and I'm sure that the family won't either. Their last communication with mom, that prayer she had learned probably as a child and said thousands and thousands of times, spoke to her in some deep way. Why do we pray? Because prayer is powerful. Prayer is simple and yet a mystery. Prayer does something. Yes, God knows what we need before we ask. But we pray because it's about relationship, about connecting with God. God wants to hear from us. What good is a relationship if it's just one person all the time and the other person never responds? Prayer has an impact on us. When we communicate with God, if we're saying a prayer of thanksgiving, that gratitude is part of that prayer. Or if we're struggling with an issue and reaching out to God or asking God to forgive us or help us forgive others, this has an impact on us as well. It's a two-way street, a two-way relationship. And prayer doesn't just impact us and our individual relationship with God, but prayer creates community. We gather here to worship and we pray together, things like our prayer of the day and our offering prayer. We say prayers like the Lord's Prayer that we know by heart. We have prayers for the world. We have time for silent prayer. We sing prayers. We pray in community. And sometimes you've probably experienced in your life, there are times you're too distraught and you can't even pray. But that's when the prayers of the community around you are what are holding you up. You know that people are supporting you, are praying for you, talking to God on your behalf when you don't know how to do that. And we have an email prayer chain or prayer group that if you have a prayer request, you can let us know, one of the pastors or Tara in the office, and we'll send it out to this group of people who have agreed to pray. And if you want to be part of receiving those prayer requests, we'd be happy to add you to that. You can have as much or as little information in there. It's not a grapevine, but it is a way to pray for each other. And God knows what we need and what we're praying about, even if we don't know all the details. We hold each other in prayer, this mysterious way of talking to God that's also so simple. It isn't technology. The system never goes down. God is there to hear us. Why do we pray? We pray because Jesus prayed. It always fascinates me how many times when you're reading in Scripture, Jesus has been with a big group of people, and then he goes off by himself or with one or two others as a time of prayer. Jesus needed that centering time, that connecting to God, and so do we. The example that most stands out to me is in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus knows what is going to happen. He is going to be arrested and tried and hung on the cross. And God knows what's going to happen and probably how Jesus is feeling and all of these things. And yet, Jesus takes this time, multiple hours, and talks to God. And we get to listen in on that conversation and see what a really close relationship that Jesus has with his Father. And Jesus asks us to pray. He teaches us to pray in this passage for today. Jesus wants us to have that same kind of close relationship. In the Lord's Prayer, when we say, "Our Father," the word in Aramaic, which is the language Jesus spoke, is Abba. Abba means father, but not in a formal way. It's more like being a kid and saying daddy or mommy. It's that close a relationship. And that is what God wants with us, that really close relationship. And we have this free resource that's available anytime, anywhere, in prayer. Jesus was teaching how to pray. When you pray, pray like this. He's giving tools to each of us and asking us to pray. When he says, don't do it publicly and with all sorts of fancy words, I think he's saying don't use prayer to show off and show how good you are or how pious. When he says you can do it all by yourself alone in a room, it's because we're supposed to be perfectly authentic with God, showing God our true selves. For God already knows our heart. You can't hide things from God. Being perfectly honest and open with God, that's what prayer is about. And many times we feel like we might have a very distant relationship with God at that point in our life, or feel shame, or not have words, or not know how to ask for forgiveness, or feel stuck. But God is not judging you. God is there to listen to you. And it doesn't have to be the right words. You can even pray without words, just thinking things, or just sitting quietly, or meditating and listening. That too is a form of prayer. God is there for us and knows our heart. That's why we pray. Sometimes I find that when I'm saying something like the Lord's Prayer that I know so well, we get all the way through it and I'm like, what did we just say? And it's so rote that you might not think about the words. So then it helps to hear it in a different way. So I brought the Message Bible this morning. This is Eugene Peterson, who was a Presbyterian pastor, and he translated books of the Bible for his own people, and then it became the Message, so that they could better understand. And this is what he says about this passage. With a God like this loving you, you can pray very simply like this. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what is best. As above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You are in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. In prayer, there's a connection between what God does and what you do. Prayer connects us. Prayer is a free gift that comes to us because God loves us and wants to know us inside and out. Jesus teaches us this prayer, and there are so many other examples of when Jesus prays. And I would encourage you this week to think about prayer experience in your life or when prayer has really impacted you. Share that story with someone because prayer is that powerful. I would like to close this morning by giving you another chance to hear the Lord's Prayer in a newer, slightly different way. This is a recording that the Beach Boys made of the Lord's Prayer. and it uses the term debt and debtors like we just read in the book of Matthew. Whoops. That is not the right. That would be another Beach Boys song. Do we have it? While he's looking for that, I will leave it up to you to decide for yourselves if praying for a particular team in a sporting event like there might be this afternoon is effective or not. Amen. Please join in singing, "Lord, Listen to Your Children Praying," number 752. We as a congregation will sing the refrain, which is what is in the hymnal, and the choir will do the verses.